For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Well, I'm Dr. Frank Fisher. I'm a Harvard-trained general practitioner. Back in 1999, I was doing a little pain control, and the Attorney General of California mistook me for the biggest drug dealer he ever thought he busted. Tried to put me away for 245 years to life, and he's kept me out of practice for 7 years. I'm just now returning older and wiser, and I understand that the prescription of controlled substances is only de facto legal. Actually, these controlled substances that do so much good to people in pain are like little time bombs, and law enforcement can come back any time and say, "Doctor, you committed a crime and we're going to have to lock you up." As a result, we have an unmitigated public health disaster that's called the undertreatment of chronic pain. It's $100 billion a year lost in terms of productivity when you look at it economically, and that's before you even start to consider the human suffering and the loss of the physician-patient relationship, which has been taken over by law enforcement, and that's one of the worst things that can happen to a society. That's what happened in Nazi Germany.
I know that in the interim, in the years when you were not allowed to practice, you had a different avocation, helping out other doctors who had been lassoed, I suppose, by agents of the DEA or the state for supposedly overprescribing.
I'm still doing that, and I'm helping out with innocent doctors all over the country.
Dr. Fisher, what this does in the interim or in the long run is to frighten doctors from providing the pain medicines that these patients so desperately need, and it leaves millions of Americans in the lurch, enduring pain unnecessarily. Your thoughts there?
When other physicians look at that, they're absolutely terrified, and they're not going to prescribe, and this situation is getting rapidly and dramatically worse, and it's already a disaster.
Well, Dr. Fisher, if people would like to learn more about this situation, where might they go on the web?
Pain Relief Network is the best place to go for this. That's the only group that's doing advocacy that actually helps physicians and patients at this point. And they should contribute generously because it's an unfunded organization. The drug policy organizations have actually managed to shut it out of the funding, even though it's doing the best and the most important work to mitigate the harm of the war on drugs. That's Pain Relief Network.
Drug prohibition demands that every American suffer and learn. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.